Welcome back. This is Breathe Free, Smoking Release Activation, and I'm Dr. Gary Danko. If you're listening to this second episode, you've already begun the process. You're showing up, not just consciously, but subconsciously. And that's where the real shift happens. Now, in this session, we're going to unravel one of the biggest lies ever told to smokers. And it's so deeply embedded, most people don't even think to question it. But today, we will. Because once this illusion fades, freedom begins. Let's start with something simple, something measurable. Nicotine leaves your body within 48 hours of your last cigarette. That's it. Your bloodstream clears it. Your brain receptors return to baseline. Physiologically, the chemical dependency is gone in 2 days. So here's the question. If the addiction is over in 48 hours, why do so many people still crave cigarettes weeks, months, even years later? Why does someone quit and then suddenly snap during a moment of stress? Not because their body demanded nicotine, but because something in their mind pulled the trigger. It's because nicotine was never the problem. And if nicotine was the problem, everyone would be addicted to patches. But they're not. I've never had to help anyone quit a patch habit. And I've helped hundreds quit smoking. So what's really happening here? Well, let's go deeper. What keeps you smoking is not a chemical. It's a loop, a pattern, a neural groove, followed by a thought, followed by a hand reaching for something that isn't even wanted, but feels necessary. And that loop lives in the subconscious, not in your lungs, not in your bloodstream. It's in the part of your mind that learns routines, that ties feelings to behaviors, that keeps you safe by keeping you consistent, even if the pattern is self-destructive. That's why logic doesn't work. That's why lectures don't work. That's why shame doesn't work. Because the loop is deeper than thought. It's like a track worn into the ground after years of walking the same path. Even when the field is open, your feet follow the path they know. Until someone gently takes your hand and walks with you in a new direction. That's what hypnosis does. Let me tell you a story. There was once a fisherman. Every morning, he went out to sea and cast his nets. He never changed his spot, always the same cove. But year after year, the fish became fewer and smaller. Still, he kept casting. Same place, same way. Because he remembered when the fish were plenty. He believed that if he just waited, things would return. One day, a traveler passed through the village and asked him, "Why don't you try the bay across the ridge?" The fisherman shook his head. "That's not where the fish are." "But how do you know?" the traveler asked. And the fisherman paused and realized he didn't. He'd been living on memory, not reality. The craving for nicotine is just like that. You cast the same net. It's stress, boredom, loneliness. Not because it still brings you peace, but because it used to. The mind can forget to stop fishing in empty waters. So, how do we stop casting? By speaking directly to the subconscious, by offering it something better, by retraining the loop, not breaking it with willpower, but dissolving it with understanding. Hypnosis is the doorway. It bypasses the surface mind and plants new paths in the subconscious soil. You don't need to fight the craving. You don't need to white knuckle through your day. You simply need to give your mind permission to stop looking for peace in the same old place. And then, as you listen, that permission is already forming. Some part of you is already considering what it would feel like to not want a cigarette, to feel the urge come and then fade like a wave that doesn't reach the shore. That's the work we're doing here, and it's already begun. Now, I want you to head over to the online community. It's in the course section over on the left side, or if you're on an iPhone, you can just click the drop-down menu. Share just one belief you used to hold about nicotine. What have you heard? What were you taught? And what are you starting to realize might not be true? You'll be surprised at how powerful it is just to say it out loud, just to write it down, just to see it unravel. In our next episode, we'll explore your triggers, the unseen signals that activate the craving, and how your subconscious can be retrained to respond differently. For now, just notice, what if the craving you feel isn't a craving for nicotine, but a craving to feel okay? And what if that's possible without a cigarette? Because it is. This is Dr. Gary Danko. I'll see you in episode 3 of Breathe Free, the smoking release activation.